Okay, thanks for the invitation and a nice introduction. Today, I'm very glad here to introduce our recent progresses on average symmetry-protected topological phases, including the construction and detection. And today's talk based on these two papers. Okay, first of all, let me introduce my excellent collaborators. They are Ruochen Ma and Chong Wang from Perimeter Institute, Zhen Bi from Penn State, Yang Qi from Fudan University, and Meng Cheng from Yale University. There are four main parts of my today's talk. The first part is the introduction, including some basic notions of symmetry-protected topological phases, the domain wall decretion configurations, and the recently proposed average symmetry-protected topological phases. And the second part of my today's talk is mainly focused on the intrinsically average symmetry-protected topological phases, which do not have any clean limit, including their mathematical descriptions and the physical backgrounds. With representative examples, we will conclude with a full classification paradigm of the intrinsically ASPT phases. And the third part of my today's talk is the strange correlation function of ASPT and the bulk detection of ASPT, which is so powerful. The most striking fact we have discovered is that the strange correlation function of ASPT phases in two-dimensional system can be exactly mapped to a statistical loop model with some proper quantum correction of the loop fugacity, and the corresponding strange correlation function can be solved in an analytical way. And the second part, and the last part of my today's talk is the summary and outlook. Yeah, the topological phases beyond Landau symmetry breaking paradigm are gapped topological phases without symmetry breaking, but cannot be connected to a trivial disordered phase without phase transition. There are two basic classes of topological phases. The first class is the topological ordered phases, which are long-range entangled and cannot be connected to a trivial phase. The second class is the symmetry-protected topological phases, which are short-range entangled and cannot be connected to a trivial phase without symmetry breaking. In other words, if we don't care about any symmetry, the SPT phases can be smoothly connected to a trivial disordered phases by some symmetry-breaking local unitaries. Yeah, let me present a simple example of 1D SPT state, that is a 1D cluster state. The Hamiltonian as a stabilizer code of the 1D cluster state is ZXZ code, defined on three nearest neighbor sites, where Z and X represent a single qubit. The whole symmetry of the system is Z2 cross Z2, which defines on the odd and even sites respectively, where K is the Z2 symmetry, defines on the odd sites, and the G symmetry defined on the even sites. And the ground state of 1D cluster state have a clear domain wall decretion configuration. What is that? If the qubit at J minus one site and J plus one site, the Z, J minus one, Z plus one equals minus one, the X at G site will be minus one. So we decorate X equals minus one on the domain wall of Z qubit. That is the domain wall decretion configuration. So in general, for a generic group, symmetry group G tilde with a normal subgroup K and a quotient subgroup G, a D plus one D G, here's a typo, a G tilde SPT phases can be constructed by decorating a P dimensional K SPT phase on a D plus one minus P domain wall of G, then proliferate the G symmetry by adding all kind of these quantum states with different domain wall configurations them together. Yeah, here is the figure of a two-dimensional SPT constructed by decorating a one-dimensional KSPT on the G domain wall. Yeah, that is the general paradigm of constructing an SPT wave function by domain wall decoration. Yeah, the mathematical for domain wall decoration, at least for the simplest direct product group structure, is the Kunneth formula of group D plus one cohomology. And each term the physical meaning of each term of Kunneth formula is just to decorate a p-dimensional KSPT phase classified by HRP KU1 on the co-dimension P domain walls of G symmetry. And here, again, we show the two-dimensional SPT phase by decorating a KSPT on the domain wall of G symmetry. And then proliferate G symmetry by quantum superpose all kind of quantum states with different domain wall configurations of G to proliferate G symmetry. That's the mathematics of the domain wall decoration. Then for the system with crystalline symmetry, in such kind of material with number 194 non-symmorphic space group symmetry, there is a gapless fermion on the 0-1-0 surface discovered by ARPAS experiment. But on the other hand, you can very hard to imagine that we can grow a perfect single crystal without any defect or impurity. That's not possible, is that right? So there, the gapless surface is robust even for the symmetry protected on average level. Yeah, for the crystalline realistic material, the crystalline symmetry are always respected on the average level because it is impossible to achieve an exact crystalline symmetry. Okay, the answer is yes. So let me first introduce the concept of average symmetry. Let's consider a classical icing model. For the ferromagnetic phase of classical icing model with non-vanishing sigma z expectation value, this phase is Z2 spontaneous symmetry breaking phase. And for the high temperature paramagnetic phase of classical icing model, at which the sigma z expectation value equals to zero, there is an ensemble of so many quantum states. For each of quantum states, it is Z2 symmetry breaking. But if we assemble them together to a mixed ensemble, we call this mixed ensemble have a Z2 icing average symmetry. Yeah, we always see the icing transition between the SSB phase and the paramagnetic phase is a Landau symmetry breaking phase. We call the symmetry is average symmetry or statistical symmetry. Yeah, here is a formal definition of average symmetry is that for an ensemble of local Hamiltonian and their ground states, psi d, with a classical probability distribution of each of all disorder realizations, where each Hamiltonian including two parts. The first part respects both K and G symmetry, and the second part at the disorder realization of G, which is explicit break in the G symmetry for each specific Hamiltonian. What is the average symmetry? The average symmetry means that the probability distribution of all domain walk, not domain walk right now, the disorder realization is invariant under G. Then we call the entire statistical ensemble keeps invariant under G. That is the average symmetry G. And then in order to consider the SPT phases, we should firstly define the symmetric short-range entangled ensemble. That the K symmetric short-range entangled ensemble only contains K symmetric Hamiltonians with short-range entangled ground states with any pair of states belonging to this ensemble can be adiabatically connected in a K preserving way. Otherwise, we cannot call this ensemble K symmetric. Yeah. And again, we recall the domain wall decoration. For exact SPT, we have psi d as the decorated KSPT state and ad as the domain wall configuration of G symmetry as a disorder realization of G symmetry. And the sigma over d is just a sum over all domain wall configurations in the sense of quantum superpositions. Right now, you have many, many quantum states with different disorder realizations of domain wall, and then quantum superpose them together to a single wave function. And then the wave function is both K and G symmetric. On the other hand, for ASPT, we just assemble all these quantum states with different domain walk configurations towards a mixed ensemble, and equivalent description of this mixed ensemble is a reduced density matrix. Yeah, that is again the figure of 2D SPT constructed by decorating 1D KSPT on the G domain wall.
Question?
Well, hey, come on.
Do you assume G is discrete?
Yeah, here G is discrete is well defined. But for, I think for continuous symmetry is also well defined. For example, if we decorate some for 3 plus 1D bosonic topological insulator, we can just decorate a Houdin phase in the U1 flux. That is also a continuous version of domain wall decoration, I think.
Okay,
can I go on? Okay, let me go on. Let me show you a very simple example that is 1D average cluster state. Let's recall the Hamiltonian and the at the stabilizer of the 1D exact cluster state, that is ZXZ code. And the disorder realization is the random Zeeman field defined on the even sides, which explicitly break G symmetry defined on even side for each disorder realization. And for the mixed ensemble, each Hamiltonian have a well-defined expression that is defined, that is ZXZ code defined on the odd sides and the random Zeeman field applied on the even sides. And for each disorder realization, its ground state wave function can be easily solved. And with all these ingredients, we can easily write down the reduced density matrix of the 1D average cluster state. So a natural question arises, why you call this 1D average cluster state non-trivial? Now, if we consider a system with an open boundary, there is a simple to simple fluctuation. It means that if the random Zeeman field at the edge is positive, the K charge trapped on the boundary should be plus. And if the random Zeeman field on the edge is negative, the key charge trapped on the boundary should be negative. And if we construct a smooth deformation between these two quantum states, at least on the boundary, this K symmetry should be broken. That is quite different from the Bock definition of ASPT state. That is the average anomaly of 1D average cluster state. You may note that the average anomaly is not so obvious, like just like the single Dirac cone for the 3 plus 1D topological insulator. Let's keep this question in mind. Yeah, let's consider another example from higher dimensional decoration, that is Houdin chain decoration for 2D average SPT state. The exact symmetry here is SO3, and the average symmetry is Z2, and the Houdin chain decoration phase can be classified by this group cohomology. Here, the HOP2 SO3U1 is just the classification of 1D Houdin chain, and the HOP1Z2 is just the formulation of Z2 domain wall. And the topological action can be easily to formulate as the A cup W2, where A is the background gauge field of Z2, and the W2 is the topological action of Houdin chain. The average anomaly of this type of Houdin chain decoration ASPT is the low range entanglement on the edge. That is because if we consider Houdin chain decoration on the domain wall, which has a intersection on the boundary with the boundary, there will be a non-local spin singly pair on the boundary, which are connected by the bulk decorated Houdin chain. It will lead to a low-range entangled boundary state. That is another average anomaly. So it's still not as clear as the Tehuft anomaly for exact SPT state. So a natural question arises, how to detect the non-trivial feature of ASPT directly from the Bock? Let's keep this question in mind. Okay, let's summarize the ASPT phases with the simplest direct product group structure. It is classified by Kunneth formula shown here. Compared with a clean SPT, the last term, HOP D plus 1 GU1 is missing because this term corresponding to the SPT faces solely from the F mode of the G domain 1. But right now, we just assemble all the quantum states with different domain 1 configurations towards a mixed ensemble. Rather than a quantum superposition of these quantum states, so the relative Barry phase of different domain 1 configurations no longer well defined, and so does the F mode. So the SPT phases directly from the non-trivial phase is destroyed by the disorder, and all other SPT phases are remaining. And the second character of this type of ASPT phases is that it can always be purified to a clean SPT wave function. We can always find a way to purify it to a clean SPT. So two natural questions arise. The first question is that for generic group structure, not only the direct product group structure, how to classify ASPT in this kind of symmetric classes? And the second question is more interesting, is that is there any ASPT density matrix that cannot be purified to a clean SPT wave function? Okay, the answer is yes. Let's move to the second part of my today's talk, is focusing on the intrinsically average SPT state without any clean limit. Let's recall the consistency conditions of SPT phases. The first consistency condition is that if we decorate something on the G defect by some K SPT phases, you should guarantee that the system should be gapped without breaking K symmetry. Otherwise, you will either obtain a gapless states or K symmetry breaking states. And the second consistency condition is that if we deform the K defect network, and the K symmetry should be preserved during the whole procedure of deformation. Otherwise, you will obtain a K symmetry breaking state. Yeah, by definition. And the third consistency condition is that if we do some quantum superpositions of the different quantum states with different kind of domain wall configurations, there must be a well-defined F mode of the domain wall deformation. And there might be some non-trivial Barry phase accumulated from the F mode. Towards a single value wave function of SPT, for a closed loop, there is no Barry phase accumulation. Because if not, the single value property of a wave function should be violated, and you cannot define a single value ground state wave function of SPT phases. But on the other hand, for ASPT phases, we have just a classical ensemble of the psi d as a quantum states with different domain wall realizations. So the third consistency condition of clean SPT corresponding to the Barry phase inconsistency is no longer well defined for ASPT phases. For less consistency conditions, there might be ASPT phases that cannot be purified to a clean SPT state. Okay. And these slides, I will introduce the mathematical description of this difference. Yeah, for generic group structure, the all classification data are elements of E2 page of spectral sequence. You can see that you decorate a Q dimensional K symmetric invertible faces on the P dimensional domain wall of G. And the obstruction conditions and equivalently consistency conditions of SPT faces are just the differentials of the spectral sequence. And for the mean difference between the clean SPT and the ASPTs is just the last layer of differential, which corresponding to the Barry phase inconsistency of F mode of the G defects, which is no longer well defined for the ASPT phases. So naturally, there might be some ASPT phases which cannot be purified to a clean SPT wave function. So a natural question arises. You told me this
question. Is there a simple mathematical statement of what you're computing now before you're using this OHS spectral sequence to compute group cohomology? But like, we drop this differential. Can one say what is one computing now?
I beg your pardon. sorry, the connection is...
is the sound not good? So you use this... If you keep all these differentials, you're computing the spectral sequence for the group cohomology, right?
Yeah.
Is there a simple statement of what you're computing mathematically if you drop this differential?
Drop the last layer of differentials for the calculation of the spectral sequence.
I understand that you drop it. I'm just asking, what is this mathematically computing now?
I have some examples of this mathematic computing. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, and a natural question arises. I've just told you that the intrinsically average SPT density matrix cannot be purified to a wave function of SPT state. What is the purified state of this kind of ASPT phases? Yeah. The reverse, I can also ask this question reversely. How can we prepare this kind of ASPT density matrix from what pure state? Our conjecture of this kind of pure state is just a wave function of intrinsically gapless SPT phase. Yeah. Let me interpret this concept by a simple example, that is Z4 intrinsically gapless SPT. Yeah, from the group cohomology classification, there's no clean SPT.
Before you continue, just make sure, throughout the talk, do you need to assume G is discrete or not?
Our example is G is discrete, but I think we should not limit the G is discrete. I think at least for the U1 symmetry, these arguments are all well defined, I think.
I mean, this spectral sequence is definitely defined for any group, right? Yeah. So
yeah, the special sequence calculation is well defined for a finite group. I agree with you.
Well, so the spectral sequence isn't it true for any group?
I'm not sure for a continuous group, but for discrete group, it's always true, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it should be true for any group. But anyway, you can go on.
I can go on. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, can I also ask a question about the purification? So are you assuming like a particular type of purification? Because, you know, in principle, there are like infinitely many purifications.
Yeah. I agree with you. So, there are infinitely many. But what I said is that we cannot find any purification towards a clean SPT wave function. That is the intrinsically average SPT physics.
But it seemed like the argument you gave for why it's not possible to purify into SPT state is based on this domain wall type purification.
Yeah, right? because the corresponding SPT physics in the clean limit from the which have a Barry phase inconsistency, so we do not have a well-defined a SPT wave function, because when we do fMOV, there will be some Barry phase inconsistency. So although there are infinite many ways to purify a density matrix to a pure state, but we can prove that this pure state cannot be a wave function of SPT ground state.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of imagining like purifications where the ancilla degrees of freedom are not necessarily the domain wall configurations, right?
Tim, I don't think it means purification in the sense that you're thinking of. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Like purification is just you add some ancillas, you have a global pure state. And the reduced density.
The ancilla space is just the Hilbert space of the all domain wall configurations, I think.
Yeah, so I think that's a pretty specific choice of purification.
Oh, I get your point. May we have some other ways of purification?
I'm just wondering if you have a statement on like a.
I think I should make it more clear. This purification should be defined in a both K and G symmetric way.
Okay.
Yeah, if we require the purification should be the G symmetric, well, this will restrict the Arcelor space to the Hilbert space of all domain one configurations, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because during the purification, we should proliferate the G symmetry. I should make it more clear. Thank you for the question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so can I go on? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, for this simple example, we can define Z4 symmetry generators. Here, UG square equals to UA and UA square equals to 1. And here you can see that the UG is not local, a local symmetry. And the Hamiltonian of the 1D Z4 gapless SPT phase have two parts. The first part, maybe you have realized that is the edge theory of Levin-Good state. And the second part is a half part of the cluster state. Here, if you apply a projection operator, the UG as the Z4 generator will be transformed to an anomalous Z2 symmetry action of the Levin-Good edge. You may realize that. So this gapless SPT utilize the Levin-Good edge to carry the anomaly of the Z2 symmetry. Yeah, as the center of the symmetric group Z4. And then we apply the strong random disorder on the sites, that is Hj sigma jz. And the Levin-Good edge is not commuted with the random disorder. So in the strong disorder limit, the first part will be abandoned. And the second part will be kept because it commutes with the random disorder. So under the strong random disorder, the Hamiltonian for a specific disorder realization is again the 1D average cluster state. So we can prepare the 1D average cluster state for Z4 symmetry from a 1D Z4 gapless SPT with random disorder defined on the site rather than the bound. Okay, let's move to the example with higher dimensional decoration. For this case, the symmetry group is Z4F cross Z2F cross Z4 cross Z2. And we consider the phase of Majorana chain decoration, which can be formulated by a two cocycle with Z2 coefficient. And the explicit expression of the these two cocycle is formulated here, A1, B2, where A and B are group elements of Z4 cross Z2. And for this kind of Majorana chain decoration phase, there are two differentials. The first differential is the consistency condition of the fermion parity conservation. And by some explicit Smith normal form calculation, this layer of differential is obstruction free. That is, for the Majorana chain decoration phase, this type of Majorana chain decoration phase, the fermion parity conservation is well defined. Here's the figure of this kind of Majorana chain decoration. We just decorated a Majorana chain on the junction of Z4 domain wall and Z2 domain wall. And the last layer of differential corresponding to the Barry phase inconsistency is obstructed by some explicit Smith normal form calculation. So we have find a SPT phases in the which is exactly obstructed by the last layer of obstruction in the clean limit. So we conclude that this type of Majorana chain decoration phase is an intrinsically average SPT phases if we add some disorder to break the Z4 cross Z2 to an average symmetry. Okay? Yeah. Let's summarize the general classification paradigm of intrinsically average SPT phases. For generic symmetry group G2, all classification data can be formulated as elements of E2 page of spectral sequence, where the obstructions are formulated as the differentials of the spectral sequence, LHS spectral sequence. Yeah. The intrinsically ASPT phases are elements of E2 page of spectral sequence which are exactly obstructed by the last layer of the differential, which corresponding to the Barry phase inconsistency in the clean limit. And all other layers of differentials are obstruction free. That is the classification paradigm of the intrinsically average SPT phases. Let's recall the question I asked before. I mentioned that the average anomaly of ASPT phases is not so obvious like the Tehuft anomaly for clean SPT, such as the single dual cone on the surface of 3+1D topological insulators. So a natural question arises: how to detect the non-trivial features of ASPT phases directly from the bulk? Let's move to the third part of my today's talk. That is the strange correlation function of the ASPT phases. Firstly, let me recall the bulk detection of a clean SPT. The motivation of defining a bulk detection of a clean SPT is that the bulk of SPT is short-range entangled. So there are three main ways to detect a clean SPT. The first way and the most famous way is the detecting the Tehuft anomaly of the symmetry group on the surface, just like a single dual cone of topological insulator. And the second way as a bulk detection is gauging the symmetry group and then consider the braiding statistics of the anions of the gauged gauge theory, just like a Levin-Gould state. And that is the Levin-Gould paradigm. And the third bulk detection is just a strange correlator. The strange correlator, the formal definition of strange correlator is here. All the ingredients has an interpretation here. The psi is a wave function on the detection and the omega is a direct product trivial state. And the phi r is some kind of local operator. The physical argument of the strange correlator is that we can imagine an infinite negative time in the state. The system will be in the state of the quantum state under detection, and the infinite positive time, the system will be in the state of direct product state. And the strange correlator is defined on the temporal interface of the system. And if the symmetry system have a Lorentz symmetry, we can take weak rotation, and then the strange correlator defined on the temporal interface will be rotated to the spatial interface. As we know, the edge of the SPT phases will have some gapless mode or surface topological order, which is long-range entangled. So we conjecture that for clean SPT, the strange correlator is either long-range or power law decay if the psi is non-trivial. Then let's move to the ASPT phases. We have a density matrix.
So if my SPT lives in a space-time of 3+1D, is it possible for this strange correlator to be short-range entangled?
I think so.
Okay, thanks.
And we have a ASPT density matrix, rho ASPT. And we have a reference density matrix as a trivial ASPT state, rho zero, which is very easy to prepare that we have numerous quantum states with several, with different domain wall configurations. We just decorate nothing on the domain wall and the resulting quantum states are all trivial. And we ensemble them together to a mixed ensemble. This mixed ensemble must be a trivial ASPT state. And then we first define the strange density matrix with these two, all these two ingredients that have this formulation with the psi d ket phi d bra with a classical probability of the domain wall configurations. Based on the strange density matrix, we can further define the strange correlator for some local operator phi r as the expectation value of the strange density matrix. We expect that the strange correlator will be either long range or power law decay if rho ASPT is non-trivial. Let me give you a simple example as a warm up. Let's revisit the 1D average
class for state. Is it a problem at all that this rho S is not even Hermitian?
A bigger part?
I mean, this ROAS is not Hermitian. Would that cause any problem for you?
Yeah, it's not. It's fine. There's no problem for this ROAS.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We can easily formulate the mix ensemble of 1D average cluster state and the trivial ESPT ensemble with all these following ingredients. Here's the Hamiltonian for a specific disorder realization and the corresponding ground state wave function. And the strange density matrix and strange correlator of measuring the Z, measuring the qubit on the odd sides are well defined with all these ingredients. And we can explicitly write down the strange correlator of this kind of 1D average ASPT state. Yeah. Let's remark that the ASPT from 0D decoration has subtle non-trivial effects on the boundary. It's just a simple to simple fluctuation, which is not so obvious. So the non-trivial, we have an alternative strategy to detect the non-trivial feature of ASPT, which is reflected by the strange correlator directly defined in the Bach. Okay, that's a very powerful detection too of ASPT phases. Yeah. Let me introduce some more interesting examples in 2D system with 1D decoration. Let me think about the Z2 cross Z2 cross Z2 symmetry ASPT phases. Here, Z2A is as the average Z2 symmetry, which can be prepared by a paramagnetic phase of a 2D classical icing model. And on the each bound of classical icing model on the triangle lattice, there are two spin 1/2 degree freedom. And for the bound away from the domain wall, the spins on the domain wall will be polarized to the plus state. And on the domain wall, all the spins will form a 1D cluster state. That is the construction of ASPT state in two dimension with such kind of symmetry group. And the strange correlator of K degree of freedom, that is the qubit defined on the loop, can be measured by this explicit form. Let me explain all these kind of ingredients of the strange correlator. Firstly, the PD and the classical probability of each domain wall realization is just a Boltzmann weight of a classical icing model in the paramagnetic phase, which is proportional to the product of x to the minus L, where x is the domain wall tension as the energy of is the weight of each domain wall link. And the second ingredient is that the wave function overlap in the denominator that will renormalize the domain wall tension, because you can see that the wave function overlap will give you a coefficient in the denominator. And for the denominator, the wave function we can see it, that is the strange correlator, exact strange correlator of 1D KSPT. For this situation, is the denominator of exact strange correlator of 1D cluster state. And for the present situation, this term is non-zero. Only when R and R prime are connected by the same domain wall, you can see that. If not, this kind of term should be vanished. That is from the strange correlator of 1D KSPT. But right now, that is not the full story. There are something even more subtle from the SPT decoration on the 1D domain wall. That is the quantum correction of loop fugacity. Yeah, if you consider an icing model, a naive conjecture is that there is only one kind of domain wall between the icing upspin and icing downspin. Is that right? But if you decrease some 1D SPT phases on the domain wall, things will become different because of the non-trivial wave function overlap between the cluster state and the product state. By some matrix product state calculation, the wave function overlap for the cluster states and the trivial states can be calculated explicitly 2 cross the 2 to the minus L. And the L is the length of each domain wall. And this red 2 is extremely important that it will give you a weight and the flavor to the domain wall configuration. And the factor of two is so important that we can formulate the denominator of the strange correlator in terms of this explicit form. An expert of statistical mechanics may realize that the denominator of K strange correlator is just the partition function of O2 loop model. Yeah. And here, LD is the total length of the domain wall, and ND is the total number of domain walls in the O2 loop model.
About this universal two, should I understand it as, so how is this number two related to the
in terms of matrix product state, a the degeneracy of the largest largest eigenvalue of the transfer matrix of this this wave function overlap, it can be interpreted as the quantum dimension of the edge state of the 1D cluster state.
Okay. Is the minimal dimension of the representation?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for a good question, Liu Jun.
Also, I want to make sure about this loop model. So far, it only applies to 2+1D bosonic systems, right? If it's in 3+1D, I guess you have some membranes.
Yeah. Of course, exactly. If we think about 3+1D from 2+1D decoration, we should consider some kind of membrane. Yeah, exactly.
And for fermionic systems.
I have a fermionic example in the following part of my today's talk.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful question. Yeah. For O2 loop model, there are two kind of loops with orientations, and the loop correlation function of O2 loop model is the probability that R and R prime are connected by a single domain wall. That is the meaning of O2 loop model. And we can see that we just exactly mapped the K strange correlator to the loop correlation function of loop O2 loop model. Yeah, let's review the O2ON loop model and its corresponding watermelon correlation function. For N from -2 to 2, the critical points have the explicit form. And here is the phase diagram. The right line is the dense loop phase, and the blue line is the dilute fixed point as the transition between the dense loop phase and dilute loop phase. If x larger than xc, the system will stay in the dense loop phase, and when x less than xc, the system will stay in the dilute loop phase. And for the dense loop phase, the L-like watermelon correlation function have a power law behavior with this critical exponent calculated analytically. Firstly, we parameterize the loop fugacity n by a parameter g, and the delta L as the critical exponent can be calculated explicitly from the parameter g and the number of legs L. Okay, that's elegant, I think. Yeah, but right now, a careful audience maybe realize that the only a finite range of the loop fugacity x, and so do the quantum corrected loop fugacity x tilde, is in the dense loop phase. And in the dense loop phase, the k strange correlator have a power law behavior with a critical exponent 1/2. But for the other part of the range of x, the system, the O2 loop model will in a dilute loop phase, and the k strange correlator will decay exponentially. Don't be frustrated. We have another ingredient, that is the Ising degree of freedom on the lattice side of triangle lattice, which is for this range of loop fugacity, we just detect the G strange correlator. And in the dilute loop phase, the strange correlator of G degree of freedom has a low range behavior, which is a constant. So the strange correlator detection of the ASPT phases is super universal. And here is the phase diagram of the strange correlator of the ASPT phases, at least for these specific cases. Okay, that's elegant. Yeah, our next example is just mentioned by Liu Jun, that is a fermionic example, which is a Z2F cross Z2A ASP phases. Again, we constructed the A in a Z2A icing ensemble by a paramagnetic phase of 2D classical icing model. And on the each bond, we decorate two Majorana zero modes. For the bonds away from the domain wall, we just a local paired up the Majorana chain, Majorana fermions, and DC entangle them with the entire system. And for the Majorana fermions on the domain wall, we just form them together to a 1D Majorana chain. Yeah, the difference between the present example and the previous cluster state decoration is the different quantum correction of loop fugacity. And this is because of the quantum dimension of Majorana fermions and the Z2 qubits on the boundary of decorated states. The quantum dimension of Majorana fermion is square root 2 rather than 2. So the renormalized quantum corrected loop fugacity for this situation is square root 2 rather than 2. So we have just a map, this strange correlator of Majorana chain decoration SPT to an old square root 2 loop model. And here the denominator of the strange correlator of the complex fermion is the partition function of old square root 2 loop model. So for the dense loop phase and dilute fixed point, the K strange correlator have a power law behavior. For the dense loop phase, the critical exponent delta 2 equals to 1 over 3. And for the dilute fixed point at the transition between the dense and dilute phases, the critical exponent delta 2 equals to 3 over 5. And for the rest range of loop fugacity, we just measure the strange correlator of the G degree of freedom in the dilute loop phase and obtain a low range behavior. That again shows that our strange correlator detection of ASPT is super universal and powerful directly from the Bach. Okay, our last example is from 0D decoration in 2D system. The symmetry group is Z3 cross Z3A. And if the decoration rule of the non-trivial Z3 charge is touched on the each vertex of the Z3, yeah, there are two types of domain walls, because right now for these three average symmetry, we have three heights, 0, 1, 2. And there are two kind of domain walls. One kind of domain wall is the height difference is 1, and the other kind of domain wall is a height difference is 2. From 0 to 2, yeah. So the Z strange correlator can be easily to formulate as the strange correlator of Z3 charge decorated on the vertices. And the denominator of the K strange correlator is again the partition function of O2 loop model. The only difference between this example and our first example of 2D ASPT is that for the present cases, two Z3 charges are linked by three legs rather than just a loop. So our strange correlator of K degree freedom is mapped to a three-leg watermelon correlation function. In the dense loop phase, it still have a power law behavior with different critical exponent, that is delta 3 equals to 9 over 8. And for the dilute loop phase, again, we should measure the G degree freedom on the lattice. And again, we obtain a constant behavior of the G strange correlator, which means that it's a low-range behavior. So these kind of this shape of phase diagram is super universal again. Okay, let me summarize my today's talk and give some outlook of the future directions. Yeah, at the first part, we define the ASPT phases in mixed ensemble. And secondly, we define the intrinsically ASPT phases that do not have a clean limit. We can just prepare this kind of ASPT density matrix from abstracted or intrinsically gapless SPT phases. And thirdly, we defined a direct detection of the non-trivial ASPT from the Bach, that is strange correlation function. Yeah, because of the edge anomaly of ASPT is not so obvious, the strange correlation function is so powerful and super universal. And the most striking fact we find that is we can map the strange correlators of ASPT to the watermelon correlation function of ON loop model in two dimensions. And the we have several further questions to ask is that, firstly, I have mentioned that we can prepare a intrinsically ASPT phases from a gapless SPT. So where is the transition happen? It will happen in a finite intensity of the disorder realization, or that the gapless SPT is no longer well-defined exactly in the clean system. And secondly, a careful audience maybe realize that our disorder realization can be achieved by some kind of measurement without post-selection. So a natural question arises, can we prepare the ASPT phases by some kind of measurements and tune some phase transitions of ASPT by other kind of measurements? So from so far, the measurement-induced transition study, for this kind of study, the post-selection is extremely important for most studies. But on the other hand, for the experimentalist, the post-selection is very costly and almost impossible to achieve. Yeah. So our main advantage of ASPT preparation and transitions from measurement is that this kind of measurement is for this kind of measurement, there the post-selection procedures is no longer essential, which is very experimental relevant. And for average symmetry enriched topological phases, a full story is still lack, including the surface SET of average SPT phases in 3 plus 1D. Okay, here's my today's talk. Thank you for your attention.
All right, thanks, Jianhao. Any question? Any more questions here? Just feel free.
Could I ask a couple of questions? Yeah, thanks for the interesting talk. Are there like observables of the ASPT density matrix that tell you it's
That is a very good question. Yeah, let's recall the average anomaly. One thing is we can imagine that for higher dimension decoration, the non-local spin singly pairs on the boundary and the probability of this low-range entangled boundary verges to one. So if we randomly pick up a quantum state from the ensemble and detect the entanglement on the edge, the most likely result is you get a long-range entanglement. So if you measure the entanglement spectrum of the edge physics, it will be a long-range entanglement, I think.
Yeah, but is there like a linear observable for the density matrix that tells you that it's non-trivial ASPT, or is that just not possible?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So far, we have just defined a strange correlator. And
right,
then
okay.
let me keep in mind your question. Thanks, Tim, for your wonderful question.
Even for non-disordered SPTs, it's kind of often kind of hard to write.
Well, I mean, there's at least a string operator for that, right?
Yeah, in 1D, I guess you have a string operator.
Yeah, let's restrict to 1D for now. And, yeah.
Oh, let's think about 1D. Let me take a note. A good question. Observable.
Actually, for the 1D cluster chain, the linear expectation of the of one of the
string operator
is non-zero. So that,
oh,
that's
I just remember your
earlier paper.
Your work. Thank you.
So but that's a particular example. It's not clear how general that is.
But
I see.
For a higher dimensional system, it's still not clear, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so also you mentioned some measurement preparation of the ASPT. Could you say a little bit more about how that works?
Yeah, for example, let's recall the 1D cluster state. Where's the 1D cluster state? Yeah, here. You can imagine the random Zeeman field at the even size by some kind of measurements with some angle. But if once you measure it, or we do not do any post selection and just leave the reduced density matrix. I think it's just the average as a cluster state. This density matrix is just an average cluster state. And for higher dimension, for two dimensional cluster state, if you measure some measure the A sublattice and do not do any post selection, and the density matrix of B sublattice is just, I think it's just a 2D, the 2D average cluster state. I think you just you can imagine you just measure some part of the part of the system and trace them out, and the remaining density matrix is just the ASPT density matrix, I think.
I see. Okay, yeah, thank you
for the good question.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, yes.
I just want to make sure, I think you mentioned it, I just missed it. So in the summary slide, you if we go to the summary slide, you said we can map the strange correlator to Waterman correlation function of ON loop model. I want to make sure, what's the precise statement? So suppose I know G and K. Do you mean for arbitrary G and arbitrary K, it can always be mapped to ON loop model?
Oh, at least for discrete symmetry K and G. At least for discrete, we can always do this.
What is N then? How do I determine N?
Very good question. The determination of N have several two ingredients. The firstly is the loop fugacity of the original average symmetry. For example, Ising symmetry. There is only one kind of domain wall between Ising spin up and Ising spin down. The second ingredient is that the of wave function overlap of decorate 1D SPT and the trivial 1D phase from these wave function overlap. That is a quantum correction of the loop fugacity. So you have a loop fugacity from the original statistical ensemble, and the quantum correction is from the decoration of lower dimensional SPT, I think.
So what determines the value of N? I guess that's...
You mean the loop fugacity?
No, the ON. You said ON.
ON. Yeah. N is just the loop fugacity. If you consider, N is just the loop fugacity. I'm sorry, I missed the interpretation of this N. The termination of this N is just the loop fugacity, and it's just the weight of the kind of loop in the partition function. You can see, you can easily to imagine for Ising domain wall. There is only one kind of domain wall. So for a bare Ising domain wall, the corresponding loop model is O1 loop model. Yeah, but if you decorate some non-trivial SPT phases or some kind of Majorana chain, the loop fugacity 1 will be quantum corrected to 2 for bosonic 1D SPT phases and or square root 2 from the Majorana chain decoration. Yeah. I think I've answered your question.
So here, if G is continuous, what would you?
Yeah, it's very hard to define a. Yeah, you can consider for continuous. That's a very good question. Perhaps you can continue random Gaussian surface, and the domain wall will be defined at the equal height contour. It's just my conjecture, not been proved, I think. It's just my conjecture.
Thank you.
Thank you for your good question, Yuji.
All right. I have a question. So yeah, for example, for this, I may miss your explanation. So for this partition function, square root of 2, square root of 2 to the number of domain walls. So how to imagine that? What's the meaning?
I've just mentioned that the renormalization or quantum correction of loop of fugacity is from the wave function overlap between the decorated phase and the a trivial phase. And this square root 2 is just from the wave function overlap from the Majorana chain wave function and the trivial state wave function. And the square root 2 is that you can imagine that the quantum dimension of each Majorana zero mode is square root 2. So for each step, you have a wave function overlap between the Majorana fermion and something you can say imagine something like trivial product state, and each step of the Dirac Majorana chain will give you a quantum correction of the loop tension and loop fugacity. That is square root two, yeah. And
So the overlap of a Majorana phase and a trivial phase. Give rise to the first factors, right? So x the theta to the minus power of the length of the loop, right?
Yeah, so square root two to the minus L will renormalize the loop tension from x to x tilde.
Yeah, and then the last one, the square root two to the number of something. How to imagine?
Yeah, this number is number of domain one. Yeah, this two is from the overall factor of this product. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This product is just from the quantum dimension of the.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see.
The quantum dimension of Majorana zero mode will renormalize the loop fugacity. That will change the weight of each domain wall. I've just mentioned the fact that there is only one kind of loop for Ising model. But if you decorate something on it, the loop fugacity will be quantum corrected to some other value for Majorana chain decoration, because the quantum dimension of Majorana zero mode is square root two, so the loop fugacity will be quantum corrected to square root two. That is the meaning of the renormalized loop fugacity.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
And thank you for your good question, Rochen. And the collaborations.
Thank you.
Okay, any more? If not, let's thank Jianhao again. Thank you guys for attending. So I'll see you.